When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Kenneth Vigue, and we're back, season two, when honestly, I never ever expected there to be a full season one. I never expected that these stories would take off as they did, nor think that after giving up writing completely, that we would make headlines, much less be seen at Bethesda Game Days or QuakeCon at home. I owe all of that to all of you and the amazing cast and crew that we have. With the launch of our first episode of Season 2, Halloween in October Country, we passed over 300,000 listens and subscriptions to this show, which is frankly mind-boggling. Thank you. Following this episode, I'll have some more announcements and news, but I've kept you waiting for episodes for long enough. So let's dive into our second episode of Season 2, featuring some big guest stars. Bethesda's Pete Hines, the iconic Oxhorn, and YouTuber KevDuit. Last summer, the gang found themselves at a long-forgotten scout camp, and during their time there, they were stalked by the shadow of an old-world legend, the Sickle Man. To their horror, that serial killer, once unmasked, was the Overseer, driven mad by the Appalachia Experiment. As we open on the close of another autumn in Appalachia, Chad, Simon, and the gang will be headed back to camp to face something they woke up in those waters. So pack a bag. Don't forget your toothbrush, a lot of Stimpaks, and your dog-eared copies of Lad's Life. Because there's something emerging from the water, and a scrawled message in chalk is morphing. It reads, "The Sickle Man is here." But with this return, there is a forlorn and staticky transmission coming through your Pip-Boy. Hear it? It's a call for help from the future with a warning. The Sickle Man is but a herald. There is something far, far worse coming.
This is a message to any and all survivors, U.S. Army or Brotherhood of Steel. West Virginia is lost. there is a pyroclastic firestorm that is rapidly closing in on my position at Project Atlas. It... God! I've managed to isolate the region and turn the storm inward, but there won't be anything left here. With this broadcast, I'm uploading terminal and audio entries as a warning. He's coming. That son of a bitch who did this. Who killed us all. Don't trust him. Don't be fooled by him. He's a liar and a monster. And he's headed your way. It started a year ago. That's when we found out about Project Lazarus and Subject V-101A. Victor Miller. I'm uploading audio logs and entries to explain, but please, listen to me. He's coming your way. Don't let him succeed. He's lost his fucking mind. Please. Don't believe him.
Attention. SATCOM signal at 82% and falling. Critical thermal damage to SATCOM relays. Reactor containment failing.
If Braun or Vault-Tec is monitoring this, fuck you. We know what you did, and so will the world. This warning is not for you. You're getting what's coming to you, but he's not going to stop there. A lot of innocent people are going to be killed by the things he's done. That's why I'm uploading my holotape and logs now.
Attention, SATCOM signal at 58% and falling. Data fragmentation irreversible.
Damn it! Listen! Salvage what you can. They'll explain everything. It started at Camp Wanna-Grind-A-Lot, but that was so long ago now.
Warning, reactor breach in progress. Please move all personnel to minimum safe distance. SATCOM signal at 32%. SATCOM relays 1 and 6 offline.
This is Amata Haze. Transmitting on all frequencies. If you receive this message, please relay this information to the Pentagon. Coordinates.
SATCOM link disconnected. Relays 1 through 6 offline. Reactor. Overload.
Amata, respond. Get out of there. Get out of there now, please. Amata, answer me. Please.
Come on, kid. Let's get those turkey legs licking.
But we've been hiking for hours.
You've been inside playing those Pip-Boy games all week in some kind of moody funk. If you piss off Pats one more time, she's gonna lose it.
Watch out for that roller skate on the stairs, Patsy. Is that a live wire in the bathtub? Let's find out. Whee!
But I'm bored. When are we going home?
We're almost there. Look, see? The top of the hill's right up there. I'll tell you what. After this, we'll go hit up that diner we passed for some pie.
Oh, boy! I love pie!
Me too. Why don't you run on ahead? Right over that way.
Oh, look at all the pretty flowers, Ella. Hey, what's that over there? It's...
Surprise!
Surprise!
Whatever.
Surprise!
It's a little tea party with balloons and everything. Is this for me? And look, all of our friends are dressed up like little bears. It's our teddy bear picnic.
Ew. Can I, like, take this costume off, please? It totally smells like someone died in here.
Someone did, babe. I found it in the dumpster.
Like, oh my god, Moose, what the hell? It's all itchy in here.
Happy birthday, curtain climber. I know you've been in a funk all week because your birthday coming up.
Surprise!
So, we've got the gang up here to throw you a little surprise party.
Oh, I love it! Look at all the little cakes, Ella!
All right, I'ma head out. This is too fucking wholesome.
Grab the flamethrower, Moose Bro, and hit those candles.
On it!
I think you just, like, totally set the woods on fire.
Happy birthday to you. Surprise!
Punch. Dude, we did that already.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, we did that too, dude.
Mountain Mama!
Make a wish, kid. Blow out the candles.
I know.
What did you wish for, kid?
I'd wish for a shovel. She replaced my shampoo with toxic goo. That little...
Anyway, keep it to yourself. If you say it, it won't come true.
Prezzy's time! Prezzy's time!
Punch go first! Punch go first!
Okay, bro. Have at it.
No, dude. She's supposed to open it.
Happy birthday!
Oh, look, Ella. It's... What is it?
Ew, grody. Whose skull is that?
Punch found. Make good ashtray. Or to sew. Sort silly human metal things for cook and eat. Or maybe funny hat.
Okay, I'm back, and I love that. Let's collect more!
That's, let's just put that over here.
Here you go, little ghoul. This is for me and Patsy.
Wait, what? No, it's not. I don't even want to be here.
Come on, babe. Keep your cool.
Oh, a commie wommy whacker!
Let's cover it with razor blades and tickle people on the highway after dark.
I love it! Thank you, Moose.
Here you go, Squirt. Now this gift is a two-parter.
Oh, Ella! It's a scary mask!
All hail the Dark Lord!
No, Ella, don't be silly. It's one of those bad claw masks from the parade place.
Punch, sorry.
It's the best present ever.
Why don't you try it on?
I can't. Something's stuck inside. It's some paper. It's... Oh, boy!
I was scamming some plebes down in Clarksville and saw one of those bots putting up the Ghoul Scout camp posters downtown. I know it's been a fucked up year on the run and everything, losing our home, ducking the 5-0, and I remember how much fun you had there last year and thought, oh, we could use a break now summer's over.
Oh, this is the best birthday I've ever had.
Remember in Ghoul Scout Camp? Only you can set forest fires.
Okay, I'm taking this freaky furry suit head off and eating some cake.
I gotta take a leak. Should be interesting in this suit. Oh, I got spurs that tingle, tingle, tingle.
Hey, Chad, bro, come check this out.
God damn it, dude. No one wants to see you turn your junk into a hamburger again.
No. Look, it's one of these weird metal things.
Oh, yeah. There's a pile of them.
Those are bicycles.
What-sicles?
Bicycles, silly. Everyone knows what a bicycle is.
Hey, Pats, come check this out.
What? So fucking what? It's a pile of scrap metal. Big deal.
You ride them. They're lots of fun.
What do you mean, ride them?
You've never heard of a bicycle? I've been riding them since I was little. My daddy taught me. Who's never heard of a bicycle?
We're getting into some deep meta shit here.
How do you ride it?
Look, I'll show you, see? You sit on it and ring-a-ding the bell and off we go! Whee!
Slow down, kid. You'll get hurt.
It's fine. I've been riding them for a long time. You try.
It's just scrap metal. I can't even pick it up.
What? You just reach out and pick it up.
Punch ride! Punch ride! Aw, no ride for Punch. Stupid bicycle.
Come on, Chad. I bet even Fatsy can do it.
What did you say, you little shit? I'll show you. See? My head!
Come on, poopy pants, Pat. You put your feet to the pedals and go. Like this. Whee!
If you can do it, I can do it. Whoa. I...
You have to balance, silly. Stop flailing around like it's date night.
I think I've got it. This is like totally rad. Look at me go. My...
Bats! Babe?
She's out cold. Here, give her some water.
What? Where?
You just passed out.
You okay, babe? How many fingers am I holding up? Sniff them.
That's gross, Moose.
She's 5 by 5. Come on, babe. Up we go.
What happened?
My head is killing me.
Your nose is bleeding.
Oh, she's still alive? Shame.
Come on, kid. Stop playing with that scrap metal and let's finish up your birthday cake.
Scrap metal? It's a bicycle.
A what? Shit, what the hell? Goddamn nosebleed. Too much time indoors swigging beer. Need to start crunching more.
What's wrong with you guys? You're acting all weird.
Come, little friend. Leave my bicycle alone. Come have cake with Punch. It's sweet, like puny human head inside, but with sugary yum-yum.
Must be in the air and stuff up here, bro. I got a nosebleed, too.
Can you say foreshadowing?
Oh, no. This costume is, like, totally getting drenched. Ugh, I'm gonna smell like a wet dog.
God damn it, that storm came out of nowhere. Well, let's hoof it back to that diner. Cake's ruined.
Oh, boy, pie time, pie time. Pick me up, Mr. Punch, pick me up. Let's run down the hill.
Up, Fango! Run away! Ah!
Whee! Come on, Chad!
Raise you, bro. Last one there gets to pay the bill and gets a Power Fist nut tap.
Oh, fuck that, dude. It's on.
Hey, wait. Wait for me.
Judge had very specific do not approach, do not contact orders. He meant absolutely, absolutely no visitors. People just don't stroll into the Eastern Regional Penitentiary. Officers and prison personnel are forbidden from even speaking to her.
And honestly, isn't that a little unusual? Why would it matter unless there was the risk of her saying something she wasn't supposed to?
I'm not paid to ask those kinds of questions.
100 caps a week and some aid? That's hardly payment.
Just what are you hoping to find here? You've been digging around this story since the People versus Rex Johnson case.
Because we aren't meant to be immortal. That's why. I've been blown up, eaten by a death claw, sacrificed to a giant moth, starved, stabbed, run over by someone floating down the road at 50 miles an hour in an invisible car. There's something very wrong with this world. With us. There's only one other person asking questions about what's going on here, and he's now on the most wanted list.
Simon Rex and Chad Johnson are convicted felons. And if you've been talking to Rex, and the commander, Fletcher, or the judge find out, they'll slam you for aiding and abetting a wanted felon.
No. I haven't found him. Not for lack of trying, but the overseer has answers, and after the judge found out that I talked to her, he kind of had my pass revoked, and laid into Fletcher for getting me in the first place. He's hiding something.
We're coming up on the gatehouse now. Let me do the talking. We play cards together.
Well, look who hauled himself all the way up here from HQ on a Saturday. Shouldn't you be cleaning out Corey and Barnett's shooting pool?
Nah, not tonight. Needed to bring some follow-up paperwork regarding the warlord in to show my friend around the place.
Evening.
Friend? He's a civilian?
Yeah, but I can vouch for him.
Look, I'd love to, man, but if the commander finds out, he'll have my ass.
Come on, Bill. You still owe me for that Harper's Ferry incident. He's never seen the inside of a prison. We're just going to do a quick walk around in the non-secure areas and then head back for a beer.
All right, but look, if the commander catches you guys in there, I'm sticking firm with not even seeing the two of you and that you snuck him in. Clear?
Clear.
Hey, quick question. So, there's like a 50-foot hole in the back of the building, so what's the point of you guarding the front?
Let's go, friend.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you. She's up in the secure wing. I just need to grab the key cards from the security booth. I can give you 10 minutes with her. Got it?
Evening, fellas. 10 minutes for what?
Shit.
Hawkins, I don't even know where to begin.
I just...
Do you have any idea what would happen if the judge or Fletcher found you in here with him? His passes have been pulled.
He's standing right here, Commander.
Look, Hugo, I sympathize with you and the press. But the judge is on his way over here with the bailiff and district attorney Fletcher to transfer the overseer to a more secure facility.
What? Where?
The fire breathers cleared out the AMS mining tower in Watoga and retrofitted it into a maximum security facility for her, Rex Johnson, the vultures, some of the cultists, hell, even some of those eat cannibals.
What's wrong with here?
This prison was never designed for this century. It's over 200 years old now, and it's falling apart. It is strategically weak.
Listen to me, Connor, if I may. Look, you know just as well as I do that something is wrong with this place. Please, just 10 minutes. Because you know and I know, when she's in that tower, none of us are getting answers.
I'm getting too old for this shit. 1086 to dispatch. Anders, come in.
10101, Anders here.
Officer Hawkins is here with Hugo Warren. Let them through North Block. I'll give them 10 minutes with her.
Connor, a little bit of a problem.
What now?
Vault-Tec Security Chief Albert Vince is in there right now.
What?
Look, he's solid, and we've been through a lot together. He asked me, and I gave him 10.
Fine. I'll handle it. John's out.
10-4.
Look, take him up there and wait with him. Keep your comm open. If the judge shows up, you get him and Vince the hell out of here, or it'll be our asses.
Yes, sir. Come on, Hugo.
Thank you for this.
10 minutes. Any longer and you're on your own.
Something. Oh, my hair and makeup. And I've had enough of this wet bear suit. It's gross.
Get good, Moose. Made it.
Oh, man. Oh, damn, dude.
Faster, Mr. Punch, faster.
My nuclear fusion batteries are getting wet, but that's fine. Boom.
What this place, Chode?
The Red Slow's Diner. Some new dive to grab some grub. Come on, let's get try. Moose here is paying.
This sucks, dude. Took me all week to rob plebes.
Yuck! Punch no like puny human food. Punch go find some real meat bag.
All right. Just don't be gone long, dude. We gonna stuff our faces and then hit the pavement. I don't want to be hanging around all night waiting. It's your birthday, Moose.
Huh? You're killing me, bro. Here you go, kid.
What's his problem?
Whose problem?
That creep in the corner? In the Mr. Fuzzy outfit?
You're standing here in nothing but your bra and panties. Here, take my coat.
Hey, dude! Why don't you get back to reading your newspaper? This piece of ass ain't open for window shopping. Yeah, that's right. Ooh, teriyaki yagwai ribs.
Let's grab a booth.
Thanks, baby.
No one barks in my parking spot, Love Muffin.
All right, folks. Welcome to the...
Oh, well, well, well.
Oh, man. From nerd to dishwasher.
Amada? What's hanging?
Like it sure isn't those A cups.
Jake! Jake, come quick!
What? What's wrong? Oh.
Blow your roll there, food bill!
Come on, guys. Cool it.
Get the fuck out of here, Chad.
Hold up, hold up. We ain't here to cause trouble. We're here for dinner. It's the kid's birthday.
Maybe you didn't hear her. She said out. You. Door. Now.
Chad, look! That funny robot said it's, cotton candy. Like that funny stuff in chairs, but it's made of sugar.
Keep inhaling that stuff, kid. Last time you were this high on sugar, we pint-sized slasher our way through Morgantown Airport.
Well, hey there. What's your name?
Well, I'm Susie, and this is my friend Ella. It's my birthday today.
Oh, it is? How old are you?
Well, shucks, I don't know. But look, I got some neat prezzies, and Chad said we could have some pie for dessert.
Oh, he did he? Put it down.
They're wanted felons, Amada. We don't need this kind of trouble.
She's a kid. Put it away.
Fine. But I have a bad feeling about this.
Well, you know what, kid? Here, we have 8 different kinds of pies. But since it's your birthday, how about a slice of perfectly preserved pie? I put a little dollop of whipped sugared slilt bean right on top of the sauce. It's my personal favorite.
Oh, that sounds yummy, Ella.
Put me down so I can sprinkle rat poison inside of that pie safe over there. Whee!
Right. What about the rest of you guys? Need a minute with the menu?
What? No! Let's clean out the register and torch this place.
Let's see you try Valley Galleria, mall trash.
Cool it, babe. It's the kid's birthday.
No! Like, what the fuck are we even doing here? We're eating dinner in Scuzzy Amada's dive diner, the Red Slut? When did we become so fucking domestic? Aren't we raiders or something? Since when did we start paying for shit?
Sit down and shut up.
I...
Shh! Don't!
Come on, kid. Up here next to me. Now, we're gonna have a nice meal here as a family. That moose here is gonna pay up and we'll be hitting the road. Like I said, no trouble. Fair?
Fair enough. Now, how about some pie?
Oh, do you sell buff tits?
What?
Stop it, Fast Freddy. I'm soaking wet. What are we doing out here?
Hey, don't be such a square, Karen. Here, take my raincoat. Is that better?
A little, yeah.
Oh, look at you, Karen. You're shivering. Come here. Is that a little better?
A little bit.
Are you feeling warmer now?
Yes.
And what if I do this?
Oh, Fast Freddy.
Heck of a night for you kids to be necking. You'll catch your death out here.
Oh!
Who is that?
Hey, you stay back, mister. I've got a death tambour with a festive holiday paint job.
No need to get all aggro. The name's Mueller. Thomas Mueller. Just making my way home myself. Look, see? No weapons armed. Unless you count old Barm here, my walking stick. But that's just mostly to keep those pesky mole rats from chasing me from the savage divine clear on over to the ash heap.
I'm Freddy, and this here's Karen.
Nice to meet you both. What in the blazes are you two doing out here?
We're trying to find the possum trail. My folks have a camp out this way. We're meeting up with them for the weekend.
Oh, it's lovely around the lake this time of year. Most of the hop-along bloodied builds and clomp-stompin' Liberty Prime metalheads clear out after the summer to head back to the White Springs or forest for the fall.
Oh, I love it here. It's my favorite hiking spot. Even after last year, when...
Whoa, put some ice on those heels, Karen. Good vibes only.
I can't agree more. But you're right, Karen. There is something special about this place. Well, when it's not raining buckets. I'm new to these parts myself. Family was born and bred here in Appalachia. But that was before, well, you know. Your folks, they have a cabin?
Nah, some old spaceship made out of a greenhouse with a Bramantas came out back. Hey, you should see those cows fly.
Well, I don't know if Vault-Tec would approve, but it's not like there's a building inspector out here anymore, is there? Here, why don't you two have some right away? I have plenty, and this rain'll get you tick-tick-tickety before too long.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
You kids sure you don't want to wait out the rain? My farm is just down the lane there. Mrs. passed on before Reclamation Day back in 76, so now it's just me and old Jethro.
Oh, is that your dog?
Nope, can't seem to tame one of those. Shuffled my genetic deck a few times and accidentally whispered to a tick. So now he skitters along behind me, fast as you please when I'm out in the fields. It's the silliest thing you ever did see.
Yeah, we appreciate it, mister, but we need to get going. Can you tell us where the trailhead is?
Suit yourself. Head down the road here and you'll see a rutted driveway on the right. Head up there a piece till you come to an old rusted out Jeep and head left. You'll see the trail marker there. Head left. Not right, you hear?
Well, why not right?
Well, that trail heads on out to the old Camp Wanna Grind a Lot. You kids don't want to be anywhere near that. Place is cursed.
I know. Last year, I was up on Lover's Leap when...
Yeah, well, thanks for the directions, Mr. Mueller. You have yourself a good night.
You too. A pleasant evening to you both. And remember, stay left.
Don't go anywhere near that place.
Why did you keep cutting me off like that? And what was that lame-o story about your parents having a place up here?
Don't be a blockhead, Karen. If you start on with that sickle man stuff again, it just freaks people out. Besides, I don't want anyone to nosy around and ruin my surprise. If he thought we were just some rando dwellers roaming around out here, he might get suspicious.
Wait, what surprise?
You? Me. A dusty bottle of wine I found in a trash can in the mire. And the stars, baby.
But it's pouring out.
Not to worry. I had a backup plan. Here we go, dirt driveway, just like he said.
It's awful dark out here.
Here, take my hand. It'll be fine. This is gonna be great.
It's nice and warm.
Karen, I just wanted to say I really think you're swell. I mean, when I robbed you at gunpoint at the junkyard, I felt a connection, you know? Like touching a live wire. I was hooked, baby!
Oh, Fast Freddy. When your friend showed up at my house later and blew it apart with heavy artillery, I felt something, too.
Ah, you're the tops, Karen. Hey, look, there's the Jeep, just like he said. And, there's the trailhead. We are almost there.
Still not eating? You need to. You must hate this, huh? Sitting here locked up. You never were one to like confinement. Why'd you take the job anyway if you didn't like being confined?
What do you think? To save my people. To save Appalachia.
Bullshit.
It's not. I gave up everything. My parents, my safety, Evan. We could have been down in D.C., safe in Vault 101. But no. With stars in my eyes and confidence in my blood, I was idealistic and blindly believed in Braun and Vault-Tec. Once I found out what they were up to, I thought I could outsmart the system and save us all. In the end, I stayed true to myself. Some people are actually loyal to their values, Vince. Not that you know anything about that.
Loyal? You want to talk about loyal? Who was it that left early, huh? Who was it that took off after you promised that we'd do this together? Who was it that wouldn't even train those kids to defend themselves? You. That was all you. You chose to follow the original parameter of the experiment laid out by that sick bastard. So don't give me bullshit about loyalty. You see your window, and you take it. You run. You leave somebody else holding the bag.
Did you just come down here to throw a temper tantrum, or are you bothering me for a reason?
This is a personal visit.
You're joking.
This is the last time we'll ever be able to see each other. They're moving you to a place you'll never come out of and doesn't allow visitors. I have things I want to say. We could have had something. I thought we did, you and me. We stuck together when that door opened, and after Christmas, without even so much as a goodbye, I woke up one morning and you were gone. Not even so much as a note. I just want answers.
Answers? Just like always, wanting to be the big man on campus, be in the know. Curiosity killed the cat, you know.
And satisfaction brought it back. It's not a power play. I really want to help those kids. You screwed me over. Played me like a fiddle. They're reopening Camp Wanagrand a lot. Last year was so complicated. No matter how you and I planned, none of it mattered out here. I almost wish we were back in the vault. Things were so simple.
Do you remember your birthday? The big 40?
I do.
I had Benson make you those donuts. The secret recipe from Slocum Joe's. I wasn't supposed to do that, you know. Had to use a Vault-Tec password to unlock him. There was paperwork, too. Lots of bullshit justifications on why I was introducing it to the vault. They kept logs on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for you. Just for you. Not to get on your good side. Not to make myself look like the good guy. Just for you. To make you happy. A little light in the darkness.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. I forgot how good they tasted. It probably was the best birthday I ever had down there. Quiet, too.
And Frank got drunk on the cooking sherry and the cake. Oh my god, the cake.
At that point, it was a crumble.
Yeah, it was.
Wrap it up, Vince. Judge will be here soon, and she needs to see someone else.
Yeah, fine. Just give me a few more minutes.
Make it quick.
Too bad it didn't last.
The cake?
The happiness. The next day you got that message. That fucking message from Vault-Tec.
Let's not go into that again. What do you want me to say, Vince? That I'm sorry? Fine. I'm sorry.
I can't forget it, and I can't forgive it. I thought... I don't know what I thought. I was at Anchorage. We turned back the Chinese, for Christ's sakes. I saw things. I thought I was prepared. That was unforgivable, what you did. He was just a kid, and I fucking helped you.
I didn't know, Vince. I thought it was a test. I didn't know how far they'd go. I honestly didn't know.
I wish I believed you. But it's just one lie after another with you, Overseer.
Yes, sir. The Mach 6 machine gun turrets have been installed. New responders engineers will have finished calibrating the laser turrets and redundant fusion generators by the time we arrive with the prisoner.
Damn it, I mean it, Fletcher. No more fuck-ups. I've had it with the murderers, the con artists, the new Cappy snowflakes. We've had a year of playing nice, and nothing has served as a deterrent. Frankly, I'm tired of banging the gavel, and it's time to bang some heads together. It's time to take more drastic measures. The AMS Tower will be known everywhere.
Where there is no law, there is no freedom. John Locke, 1632 to 1704. It is our duty to... Hey, did you hear this one? What crimes do trees have to commit to get the death penalty? Treason.
What's with him?
I don't know, dealing with slowing, failing tech around here. He keeps defaulting back to the insult plot. He said something about my mother last week, and I almost scrapped him.
Your Honor, look, I took an oath to uphold the law. But in putting feet to the flame, so to speak, don't we run the risk of forcing some of these undesirables to band together? You've got the Free State Militia, the Vultures, Rex and Johnson, eat. And their cannibal hordes. Should they decide their mutual enemy is more important than their differences, we're not talking about parking tickets and lockups anymore. We're talking all-out war.
They're welcome to try. We have a contingency plan in place.
It's not my place, but during pretrial, she, the overseer, told me a few things, and I think...
Let me be crystal clear, District Attorney Fletcher. Your position was appointed, and what was given can just as easily be taken away. I had my concerns when I received instructions, but we are the framework. Justice, law, order is the framework for society. Without us, without one essential post holding it all together like you and me, it all comes crashing down. Now, can I count on you?
Yes, sir.
Good. Here we are.
Good evening, Your Honor. Fletcher?
Evening.
Inform Commander Johns that we're here. Have them assemble the fire breathers escort. We need to make this trip fast and direct.
Yes, sir. Head right on in.
What you need to understand, Fletcher, is that we are all servants to a system. Play your cards right and you move up. Fight that system and no one will remember your name. Bailiff, execute command L-22.
Initiating prisoner escort mode. Subject, the overseer. Vault 76, supervisor. Convicted serial killer masquerading as the sickle man. I have a delivery and an insultogram for Simon Rex. Convicted felon.
Not again.
We heard that you are on the run. Evading the law is not so fun. Your test results have just come in. Congrats on the redworms. You should come on in. From Doc C.J. Martin, insultogram has been delivered. Have a miserable day.
I hate robots.
Evening, Judge. Fletcher.
Evening, Commander. We ready to go?
Just need a few more minutes.
What for?
We're, just finishing up some paperwork.
Paperwork? Is there a problem?
No. No.
Why are you sweating, Commander?
Look, Judge.
You let someone in, didn't you?
Well, Security Chief Albert Vince has some history there, and...
I don't believe this. Step aside.
This is the judge. Commander Connor Johns has been suspended as supervisor of this facility. Effective immediately. All personnel report to me. Fire breathers escorts to the north block to escort the overseer to AMS Tower.
Sir, I'm sure the commander...
You know what? It's fine, Fletcher. I have to say, you've come pretty far, old Pete. You still any good at mopping floors?
Don't push it, John. Clear out. You and Corey can scoot on back to Morgantown to hand out first aid to plebs. It's time for things to change around here.
Did you hear the rumor about butter? Well, I'm not going to spread it.
Fletcher, have someone haul that scrap back to the Robco Research Center. Requisition me a sentry bot.
I mean, I'm a prosecutor, not a... Sure. No problem, Your Honor.
Right. I'll meet you in North Block.
Well, he's on the way. Time to leave. I just wanted to say... The power's been cut. Everyone's escaping.
That's my cue. Always have a backup plan. I learned that from you. Thanks for always being there, Vince. For what it's worth, I really am sorry. But last summer I started something that I need to finish. Goodbye. And don't come after me. That's your only warning.
Wait, get back here. You can't just take off, damn it. They'll hunt you down. They'll kill you.
Vince, who was that?
It was the Overseer. She's out.
Oh, dear God.
Hawkins to dispatch. We have a 1074. Report, it's 1074. We need all officers now.
Dispatch here. Officers already on the way, Hawkins, but they have their hands full. The commander has turned around and is headed back. Don't engage until you have backup.
I have Hugo and Vince with me.
Get the civilians out. They are the priority. Take them out through the service entrance. What's that? Hawkins, on your way there, Lieutenant Macklin stopped responding. Last reported in from the evidence room.
Evidence room? Isn't that where the Overseer's belongings were being held?
Yeah.
Please, please tell me you removed the weapons.
She'll be killed.
Vince, damn it, wait. Dispatch, Chaos here. 10-4, making my way to the evidence room.
I'm on my way up there, Hawkins. Hold tight. Anders out.
Hugo? Stay close.
No, I need to get out of here. I need to get out.
Do not run, Hugo. Stay with me. Vince? Shit. Vince! God damn it, answer me! Slow and steady, Hugo.
Oh. Oh, God, his head. It's gone. No. We have to get out of here. Now. We stay here. She's gonna find us. Hawkins, behind you! I need to get out of here, gotta get out.
Hold it right there.
No. She's coming. She killed them. Both of them.
You killed who?
Both of them.
It's time for you to leave. All personnel to North Block. We have a 10999. Fletcher, get him out of here.
Come on, Hugo. Come with me.
She's insane.
She's Vault-Tec approved. Let's go.
Fan out. Let's get some lights back on in here.
Going. He said left.
You trust me, don't you, Karen?
Well, yes. But he said...
Everything's cool, Karen. We're made in the shade. Come on. Surprise is right up the trail here. So, now that it's just you and me, tell me about it, Karen. You were here 1 year ago. Here at Crystal Lake in the campground where everything happened. You were up on Lover's Leap with Eddie when you saw him. You actually saw him. The Sickle Man.
Oh, it was awful. I didn't want to be there. We shouldn't have gone up there. Eddie told me to run. I heard him screaming, and then he stopped. I tried to hide. I tried, but then he came closer and...
Shh, hold up. Something's wrong.
Wait. I know where we are.
Hey, creep on up here. There's some lights up ahead. Keep low and quiet, Karen.
Well, things are really shaping up around here, fellow counselors. Let's put that elbow grease in there, Counselor Betsy. That porch needs proper reinforcement to meet building codes that, while irrelevant in a post-apocalyptic world, ensure a continuity of proper scout-approved methods as outlined in the General Contracting and Cat Husbandry Merit Badge.
This place was condemned and roped off.
Ah, that's Brian. He's a bookish know-it-all asshat.
Can't believe they're reopening this place.
I want to get out of here, Freddy. I haven't been anywhere near here since last year.
Don't be such a wet rag, Karen. We're headed over to the far side of the camp anyway. No one's gonna see us. What are you climbing the curtains for?
Oh, gee. I don't know. Maybe because some psycho cut my head off and I spent months in a nightmare purgatory shopping for furniture.
Look, here.
What is it?
Stealth point. When I say go, I want you to flip up that lid there and hit the switch. Clear?
What does it do?
Yeah, it generates a groovy little stealth field. We could be knocking boots in a crowded room and no one would even know. Now, before someone sees us. Ready? Now.
Whoa. I feel funny. My stomach just flip-flopped.
Yeah, it'll do your head in a little, but come on, it'll pass. Hey, you doing okay?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm glad. You're real special, Karen. I'm glad I found you.
You are too, Freddy. But I don't like being back here.
There. Here we are. Look.
What is this place?
This is the surprise, Karen. It's a special place. Here, come here and hold my hands.
Freddy, I don't like this place.
That guy you were with tell you the story? Of what happened right here all those years ago?
My hands, Freddy. You're holding me too tight.
And he told you about the horrible scouts, Karen. The taint in Victor Miller's land with their din and their filth. The fight between Ernest Worrell and Miller in the barn all those summers ago. It was right here, Karen. Right here. That totem there is placed right where Miller picked up the sickle and took Worrell's head clean off. And that's when it started. The curse. The blood.
Stop it, Freddy.
But I will bet that he did not tell you what happened next. After the camp counselors chased Miller, crazed with their revenge, and threw him off the cliff at Lover's Leap, the police never found the body. The police held everyone for questioning, but there was no evidence, Karen. None.
Please, Freddy. My hands.
The counselors were released. Came back here to clean up the camp and close it up with the mourning Patricia Worrell. But that night, a shadow crawled out of the dark, dark waters of the lake, Karen. He came back. He rose up. From cabin to cabin, he went and slashed and claimed his own revenge, Karen. Every one of them, everyone who was to blame. And that's when the kids everywhere, they started singing his rhyme. They just woke up with it in their heads. On darkest nights, by light of moon, Your young life will end all too soon. Around the waters of Crystal Lake, he is sleeping for souls to take. Take a lover's hand and run while you can. Out of the dark hunts the sickle man.
Help! Someone help! What? What did you...
I'm sorry, Karen. Double dose of Calmex. I can't have you running, not when I am this close. You see, there are those of us who don't worship what is above or below. Because there is something older, Karen. The lake is just one of its eyes. It poured into him. It transformed him and made him a god. And the overseer, well, she was a fucking insult. She spoiled his name and his glory. But us, we exist to bring him back. And with his blade, he shall cleanse this earth. We found something, Karen. Far from here in a mine. And in that mine was a book. And something of the old world that sleeps.
Freddy, don't.
Karen, I told you you were special.
Grifbekni este clavata sekidan.
Freddy, please.
Dokodon shakata sulman.
We call to you a sacrifice in blood, a tether to our world. A virgin awaits. Rise, rise!
I'm not a virgin.
Grifbekni kultana!
Wait, what?
I'm not a virgin.
But you said you were pure.
Yeah, no.
I can't believe this, Karen. How could you?
Look, Eddie didn't last, if you know what I mean. Plus, he was kind of a jackass, so he really doesn't count.
You either are or you aren't, Karen. Doesn't count? Honesty is an important part of relationship, Karen. This changes everything.
So, I guess... What now?
Look, this isn't gonna work. It's not me. It's you, Karen. I'm just gonna go. It can't be.
No! No, 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 no.
My lord, we have brought you back. It worked, it worked. I pledge my fealty to your blessed blade. Let us begin the reaping.
Okay, fine. You know what? Fine. Let's do this. I need a new display case for my camp anyway.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, that could have gone a lot worse.
That kid gives me the creeps. When I brought their meal, her weird-ass doll suggested to her about tickling my ass with a switchblade, then feeding me into a fertilizer machine.
But in all seriousness, you coming out of the kitchen like Brick House Patrick from Armor Ace with that shotgun, not gonna lie, it was kinda hot.
Oh, was it now?
Park your Liberty Prime there, Romeo. You need to shower. You smell like a grease trap.
Yeah. There's room for two. Let's lock up.
Hey, look at the Caps Chad's crew left. He... He actually left a tip.
Well, that's weird. Oh, sorry, dude. Didn't see you sitting back there in the dark. We're closing up.
We're closed. Jake?
Look, buddy, it's been a long day. I'm not asking again.
It's so easy, isn't it?
What?
We can't hear you, dude. Take that stupid cat head off.
I said it's so easy, isn't it?
Simon.
What? Where have you been?
I've been sitting there all day, watching the two of you. Customers coming in and going out. Everyone happy and well-fed. You two smiling, kissing, collecting caps and living. A perfect business, a perfect life. But every inch of this building, every sparkly, shiny surface, and even that fucking donut robot was earned on the trampled remains of a friendship.
Simon, you can't be here. They're hunting you. They watch this place.
I'm not done. Months of slugging through mud, sleeping in the rain.
Well, what the hell were we supposed to do, dude? You were out of control. You needed help.
We had a pact. A promise we made to each other. Out of control? I was hunted.
We know. That night, you attacked me. You were going to eat me.
I wasn't going to.
Of course you were. But I get it. You can't control it. We tracked you. We tried to find you. We hiked over half of West Virginia and followed you to Slick Willie's Water World.
But that place was a bloodbath. How many people did you kill? There was blood and bags everywhere.
I was being hunted.
By what?
By who? It was me or them. I was defending myself, and I am in control. I'm free of it.
You haven't lost control again.
Not since the night that I attacked you.
Jake, put it down.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was scared. I was alone, and you both never came. And then that fucking trial. To hear the both of you giving testimony? You betrayed me.
No. No, we didn't. Blame me. He wanted to try and find you, but you have to understand. Seeing that carnage? I thought we'd lost you. We shouldn't have been casually messing around with those genetic perk cards. I thought they'd be able to evaluate and help you. They said they were going to help. I didn't know what else to do.
We should have figured it out together. We keep letting things keep us apart.
So you look like shit. Where did you find the cat suit?
I spent the summer working at Camden Park in a dress.
Well, you got the legs for it.
My cure was, well, let's just say it was a leap of faith. How did you solve Jake's food problem?
It took me months to isolate and manipulate his genetic code to remove it.
Yeah, she swapped it out for White Knight. The good news is I'm a kick-ass blacksmith, but also I have uncontrollable urges to keep giving her presents all day.
You got any of that syrupy all-day coffee left? I could use a cup.
You like it cold?
Oh, you know it.
We serve only the best here.
The Red Slow? What the hell kind of name is that? Sounds kind of dirty.
No, don't ask.
The name is derived from small berries called sloes, native to England and Europe. Jake and I looked up my grandmother's old farm over in the Cranberry Bog. It's completely destroyed. But I found some family mementos in the rubble, including her recipe for slow gin. The berries make the gin red, and it makes a banger of a drink to enjoy in front of the fire. She still had some of the original bushes, now wild, growing it back.
Yeah, I've had my fair share of berry picking this summer. Now that I can't quietly eat the casual passers-by, it's back to scrounging for me. Look, this wasn't just a social call. I was, and still am, a little pissed. But I think we were all victims of some major misunderstandings and assumptions. I need your help.
With what?
A few months back, I spent far, far too much time in Helvetia.
Stay away from that place. It seems to be the center of some kind of fold in space and time.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, every time I visited, I forgot. But I was smart and left myself a holotape last year. I listened, and I remembered everything. There was a guy trapped in there who told me about a Senator Samuel Blackwell. Before war broke out, he was investigating construction work at the Whitespring Resort and the shifting of massive amounts of funds out of the U.S. Department of Agriculture by Secretary Thomas Eckhart for the construction of some kind of secret facility beneath the Whitespring Resort.
What kind of facility?
That I don't know. After escaping Helvetia, I headed east to a toxic waste dump after picking up some clues. I found Senator Blackwell's survival bunker and a lot of his notes. I think something was wrong with him as he started to lose focus in his writing and in his holotapes. Were you listening to Hugo Warren's radio broadcast of the trial when the Overseer was on the stand?
Yeah, we both were.
We were there in spirit.
In her testimony, she was leading up to something that was going to shake Appalachia to its foundations. She teased some of it in the little bit of time I was able to talk to her before being interrogated by the 5-0. The Societal Preservation Program, remember that? The vaults were a ruse perpetrated by Dr. Stanislaus Braun and a shadow government. Their goal was to utilize the vaults to conduct experiments on American citizens on a scale that is almost unthinkable.
But why? The vaults would only be activated if shit was going to hit the fan, which it did. If people needed to survive to restart civilization after that, why do something like that?
That I also don't know. The Overseer said that there was a secret vault underneath the test vault at Vault-Tec University. At the trial, she started to show her hand in public and lay it all out, but the judge ended the trial there, like he's hiding something. After that, he threw the book at us, but the last thing she said was, "Look under Vault-Tec University, find the access keys."
We've been there. We explored the test vault, couldn't find anything useful. I certainly don't recall any hidden doors, key cards, scanners, or anything.
Neither did I. But in one of Blackwell's filing cabinets, I found a ledger with the letters A and B plus 13 numbers in different combinations scratched out. It's like he was trying combinations for something. This summer, I've been busy, chasing down some of these leads, trying to see the whole picture, but it's like a tapestry. The more you tug on threads, the more this thing unravels. Here, look. I started gathering questions and evidence in a journal. In here are pieces of a puzzle, and I can't put them together by myself. I don't know what's related and what isn't. I've got clues leading to a pawn shop, Thomas Eckhart, Samuel Blackburn, the Whitespring, Harper's Ferry, and at the center of it all is here, Vault-Tec University. Senator Blackburn's daughter attended there. Braun operated out of there.
You said she said something about needing access keys?
Yep, and I think Blackburn was onto something. Look here. He scrawled four keys, and on this map he crossed out locations he searched with Quinn Carter, who was, here it is, a reporter for the Charleston Herald. If we're to assume they were completely thorough, we can narrow it down by focusing on the areas he circled. But for some reason or another, they never got to investigate.
Yeah, my grand told me all about that guy. Said he was a traitor to the country. Supporter of a group of crazy survivalist types who wanted to secede from the Union. He was run out of office and disappeared.
Disappeared, but didn't stop investigating. He was too public, too visible. If there was a grand plan by Vault-Tec, Braun or whomever, beyond the end of days, I can't see what the point of it all was yet.
Simon, I admit, this is all really intriguing stuff. God knows I love a good mystery, but why does any of this matter? We've settled down here. It's been quiet. We're turning caps for the first time since Reclamation Day. We're happy here.
Why does it matter? Because we were lied to by Vault-Tec. We've been experimented on, and it's never going to stop. All of this, the things we've seen, the glitches in reality, the hallucinations, the fact that we can't leave the region, and death. Why is no one talking about the fact that we can't die? Or worse, why aren't we talking about where we go when we do?
Stop, Simon.
No, we need to talk about this in the open. because the more we do, the more the curtain drops. Something is happening here, right here, and we're a part of it, whether we like it or not. Jake?
I'm sorry, dude. She's right. Why does it matter? Let it go. Settle down. Try and find some happiness.
I mean, I can't believe you two. If our code means nothing, if the fact that Jake was the reason I ended up on trial in the first place, or you, Amata, who decided to just take off and abandon us, instead of waiting outside the vault, aren't enough of a reason to owe me this help, I'll tell you this, and I'm sorry. Last month, I ran into Tits McGee. Remember her? Let's just say she hasn't fared well out here. She had experimented with a bunch of genetic perk cards, but she was all screwed up, was ranting and raving about not being built right. She'd said she'd died over 1,000 times, and the last time she did, she didn't end up in the atomic shop. She said she fell through the world, through the earth. She saw everything, but could touch nothing. She fell forever before dying again, and then ending up in the shop. She was afraid. She said because she felt that she'd fall again and never come back. That night, we were attacked by some of those giant bees. One stung her pretty bad. As I watched, she started screaming, then slowly started fading away, like she was being unmade. I haven't seen her since. Her transponder is dead. It's like she never existed.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, you can stay here. Fortify this place all you like, but eventually something will kill you, and you'll keep dying. And each time we do, we lose a piece of our soul. And if that doesn't scare you, this will. When was the last time you needed a haircut?
What?
Your hair, Jake. It's the same length, the same shape, the same style as when we walked out the door on Reclamation Day.
Oh my God. That means...
That means we aren't aging. We're frozen. So we won't age. No natural death is waiting for us. All of this, this cycle of undying will go on forever until we end up the same way that she did.
Amata, say something.
Simon, can you give us a minute?
Sure. Yeah, I need to hit the bathroom anyway. You're back.
Amata?
He's right. Fuck it. He's right. But last year it was a cakewalk in comparison to whatever this thing is. It drove the Overseer out of her mind. And anyone who asks any questions is ending up on the judge's most wanted list. That AMS tower he's turned into a prison? Here. We've been happy. Really happy. I love you.
I love you too.
But I don't want to risk you or what we've built.
Look, the three of us have made a pact when we were just kids. But you and I have a pact of our own. No matter where we'd go, what we'd face, we'd do it together. We can do this together, too.
It's going to be dangerous, Jake.
Your cooking is dangerous.
Yeah. Well, your meatloaf is so gross it spawns its own bloatflies.
You guys still need a minute?
No. Come here, you. We've been overdue for a group hug.
So, does that mean...
Yes. Now get over here.
The 376ers.
Simon, get your hand off my ass.
You first.
That's not mine.
My bad.
Right. So, where are we headed first?
You're not gonna like it. I hope you're still in bikini shape.
No.
Yeah.
Camp?
Yeah, Brian reopened the place. He'll never let us just wander around, tearing the place apart. So, our best bet is to pick up where we left off there.
What is that?
Is that a nuke?
a car.
That's impossible.
Not a car. A van. Something's on the roof.
Hey, what's groovin', cats?
What?
Well, those are certainly words.
Dude, you're driving a van.
Hey, thanks, brother, dude. That's Malibu. She's my little deuce van. Hey, you cats mind if I use your John?
Sure. I mean, we're closed, but what?
Where did you find that thing?
Find it? Nah, bro. I built her. Retrofitted this Squaresville Voltec van with an atomic flathead mill, Woody on the sides, racks up top. Name's Davey Benson, but since I got that atomic bomb, baby, and my skin shredded finer than a new mother first named Jenny, you could just call me a Davey Ghoul.
Those are certainly more words.
First Street Jetty.
Yeah, brah, Virginia Beach, born and raised.
Wait a goddamn minute. You're not from Appalachia?
Nah, brah. Place went from red to red, if you know what I mean. So I loaded up Malibu and we burned rubber in all 4 years.
You drove here? From Virginia Beach. Are there survivors? More cities and towns that weren't destroyed?
Sure are, but some go from sketch to wrecked. Me, Malibu, and I headed west to the best, Long Beach, California. Those waves are calling, and I love me a short belly board and a long ride.
So does Mata.
Jake, shut up. Anyway, yeah, come in. We're closed up, but feel free. I'll show you where it is.
Nice digs! Feel free to scope out the wheels.
Jake, look at this thing.
It's sweet.
Do you know what this means?
That Amada's gonna want a station wagon in about 3 years.
No. It means that people can come in to Appalachia from outside. That means whatever is affecting us, disorienting us, and preventing us from leaving doesn't affect them.
Look at his setup back here. He's got carpeting, a bed, and everything. If I was single, this would be such a bang bus.
Ah! Oh, what the hell? Jake, reach for the key and try and start it.
Like turn the key? Sure. Ow! Damn it! My head!
What's wrong?
My head. Like someone sticking an ice pick in my temple.
That's weird. Me too. I wonder if I should try and start the van.
I don't remember how.
So it's decided.
What is?
Summer ghoul camp, dude! Soak up rays, make some caps! It's gonna be epic! You gotta grab those ops like those curls when they pop up, dude! Never know when you'll wipe out or cap out.
Let me translate. Davey's working the camp this summer, too. He saw Brian's flyer at the train station. He offered to give us a ride over there.
Pack it in, cats. Time to spit some gravel.
What now? We haven't even packed.
Here you go. All packed. I've had emergency bags packed for months, just in case.
You are something else.
Yes, I know.
You guys go on ahead, and I'll meet you there in the morning. I need to stop by and see a guy about a face.
A what now?
He's a horror movie nut that makes his own masks. We spent some quality time together in Helvetia, but I need a mask. The moment Brian or anyone who knows this mug from wanted posters spots me, I'm screwed.
Bro, keep it loose, that guy.
Oh, he does.
Goodbye, you two. Well, Jake and Amada are in. We had a long chat, and I was wrong about them for one thing. Things are becoming a little clearer now, and I think I understand why they did what they did. More importantly, they're already on their way back to Camp Juana Grindelot so we can start searching for the first key. I'm not looking forward to going back there. That place feels wrong. And after the events of last summer, I feel like we're tempting fate by going back. The water in that lake is so dark, it's almost black.
Even last year, I'd look into it from the shore, and sometimes I felt like I was looking into a void. Something old and hungry. I remember a rhyme from when I was small. I don't even remember where I first heard it. On darkest nights, by light of moon, your young life will end all too soon. Around the waters of Crystal Lake, he is sleeping for souls to take. Take a lover's hand and run while you can. Out of the dark hunts the sickle man. But despite this foreboding I feel, I think... Hello? Is someone there? I think that between the three of us, we should hopefully find the key in no time, and can just get the hell out of... Who is... No. Oh my god, no! No! No, no! No, no, no! No, wait! No, wait! Wait!
I'm your host, Maverick Stone.
It's me, Gingerino42.
I'm Romer.
Hey, this is Sassy Lady.
And I'm Jaxus. And we are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us as we explore various topics from the Fallout universe brought from multiple perspectives. We can be found on your favorite podcatchers from Spotify to iTunes. Or follow us on Twitter at FalloutRTB or our email, FalloutRTB@gmail.com. Be sure to rate, follow, and subscribe. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.